Take care of him. But make mitzvah, even though it's not the kavdik for you, still you're supposed to go ahead and take care of the kfur. That's the chiddush. Then it says, "Ashayasun zulusne mishurat adin." The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan loichovo Yerushalayim elo al sheldonu bo din tayru. Only because they did the din of the tayru. What's wrong with that? Eladino de migdiso ledaino. Like what else you wanted to do? Like the bitimiyah. The migdiso guzo hadaino be yisurim. Like what else you want to do? You want to do a bad din? Like is it something good they did? They did the din. Elaima, so why is the Chorav Yerushalayim? Elaima, say better, Shemidu dineyam al din Torah v'loy ovdu l'fnei mishurat adin. Means they only did exactly what they had to and they didn't do more. That's one of the reasons why it was Chorav. I tell you that even though the Gemara in Yuma says it was Chorav Mishrum Sin Achinim, they hated one another. So it says it means the whole barmo. Both of these things caused it. Both of these two things caused it. That's why we have this reason. That's why he also Nevi Shmuel he did the name Mishurat Adin. Now the Mishnah says, "Eizehu Yaveda." What's called an Aveda? Mosa Chamor Oy Poro Royim Baderek. You find a Chamor or a Poro that's going in the road. It's Royim Baderek. You find them pasturing in the fields. Aim to Aveda. That's not called an Aveda. Husayfa cares. The owner left it there. He knows where it is. That's not called an Aveda. Herzira. Aim to Aveda. Chamor v'kelev hapuchim. You find a donkey and his kelim, his saddle is turned upside down. Or else pori, you find the cow. Rotsa bein akromim. The cow is running in between the kromim, in between the vineyards. So halacha is harezu aveda. That's called an aveda, because there we see it's lost. In the first case, the owner put it there. These are called aveda, and therefore you have a chiyuv to return it. Now herzira, if you returned it once, or borcha, and the animal ran away, herzira, you have to return it a second time. Or borcha, it ran away. Afidu abov chamisha pum chayav lachzira. You have to keep on returning it. Shenem and the pasuk says hoshev teshivan, a double oshin. No matter how many times you find it, you have to return it. And let's say by you doing this you lost the seller. By you returning this aveda, you're losing out a seller. So you shouldn't say tainly seller. You shouldn't tell him, listen, give me the seller that I lost by returning your thing. Like I had to stop doing my work to return your aveda. So you don't have a right to tell him, listen, pay me the seller. Ela rather noisun lay schara kapoyel. He'll only pay you the wage of a regular worker. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the chiddush is. You don't get the payment that you would have received for your work, but he only has the right to pay you how much a worker he would have hired a worker to return it for him. Im yeshon bezdin, if there's a bezdin over there, and now you want to stop your work to return the aveda, master b'fnei bezdin, you have a right to make a snag in front of bezdin. We'll soon see what that means also in the Gemara. That you only want to do it if you get back the wages that you're losing out now. But in Ainshon Bezdin, if no Bezdin, then if they meet me Yisnes Shalai Kaidim. If there's no Bezdin, then you can't make any Tanoim. So then we said a slurry Shalai Kaidim. That certain times you don't have to stop to return the Aveda. You don't have to lose out so much. Therefore, in these cases, you won't have to return it. That was the puzzle we had before. Then the case there, by stopping and returning it, you'll lose out more than the Aveda is worth, and you're not going to get the money back. Then you do not have to return. Then you put. Now the Gemara says, "Oto kol hani the amrina lav Aveda heavy." What is the Mishnah saying? This is the first time I'm explaining what an Aveda is. We had all the Mishnahs before that are called an Aveda. Here's what it means to say, "Eizo klal Aveda." What's the klal? As Rashi says, like stam Aveda shemechaka shem shom shaloi midas baila. How do we know if something is there? Not because the owner put it there. Then it's chayiv bo. Then you chayiv to return it. That means who explains now? Motze chamor uporu royim b'derek. If stam find the poru and a chamor, stam pasturing in the field, ain't to aveda. That's not called an aveda. Because you have a right to say the owner left it there and he'll come back to take it. It's not lost. Vloy mechayiv bo. You don't have a chayiv to return it. But chamor, if you find a donkey, or else and the kelev of apuchim, its saddle or the stuff on top of it turned upside down. Or else poru, you find a cow. that's Barot Seven Akrom, that's running between the Kerem, between the vineyards, Harezu Aveda, that's called an Aveda. Because it's not normal for a Porah to be running between the Kromim. They'll ruin it. So therefore, for sure, it's a lost one, and therefore the mitzvah to return it. O Mechayuvo, Fred Gemaru Liyoyla. Like we always say, it's Midas there, that in the owner, Rashi says, Liyoyla Betimiyya, like Mashman, whenever you find the Chamor or the Porah Rayim Maderech, it's not an Aveda. Let's say you see it day and night for a month straight. You still want to say it's not called an Aveda, why not? Like even a month, for sure you see the owner lost it there. The Gemara says, it's only for 3 days. If you see it there the first 3 days, you're supposed to leave it. After 3 days, then there's a mitzvah to return it. What are we talking about over here? If it's at night time, like nobody leaves their animals outside at night. So if you see it there at night in the field, it should be called an aveda right away. And if you only see it there by daytime, even if you see it there for 30 days straight, so what? Every single day, the owner takes it out, and then it brings it back again. So what are you telling me? There's a time limit of 3 days. If it's found there at nighttime, so one day you should have to return it. If you only see it there by daytime, then you should always be a chayv. You should always be potter. So Gemara says, like three cases like this, you saw it very early, you saw it there at evening. In other words, you didn't see it mamash at night. It just Rashi says, "Bekat musa" means lefnei elos hashachar. You saw it very early in the morning, before elos hashachar. And also you saw it by arvus, by marav time. So therefore, plus the yom, if it happened 3 days, I remember this rumi is ramalah. It could happen that sometimes the owner let it go out very early in the morning, and sometimes he let it stay late at night also. But you didn't see it in the middle of the night. Then it'll be called an aveda right away. You only saw it early in the morning and late at night. So then, if it only happened 3 times, we say the owner could be still watching it. You don't have a chiyuv to return it. V'nafik tvei, yeah, v'nafik. But tvei, if you find there more than 3 days, vavi avedi, then for sure you have a right to say it's lost, and therefore there wouldn't be, he'd have to return it. Tanya nam yach, we're talking about this also. Motzeh talis, if you found a talis, the kardim or a hatchet, the asartio, Rashi says, derek bush rabim, a place where rabim goes. That's where you found the place where rabim goes. Or is the den locher is harezu aveda. Uparo, the asartio, derek bush, the place where rabim walk. Or else it says, Uporo, Rotsa Bena Krom, or else the Poro is running between the Kromim. Harezu Aveda, that's called the Good Aveda, that's called lost. Because people don't put these things down in a Derech L'Rabim, or they don't put it down between the, you don't let your Poro run between the Kromim. What about Talis Bitsad Geder? Let's say you found the Talis on the side of a wall, or carved them, this hatchet, Bitsad Geder, on the side of a wall, Uporo Roya Bena Kromim, and the Poro was not Rotsa, it wasn't running. He was just eating roya ben akramim. Well, some say the girsar should be asavim. The growth of the girsar to take out the word ben akramim, it should be asavim. When you found them pasturing in the fields, then ain't zu aveda. That's not called an aveda because we don't have a right to say the owner lost it there. Most probably the owner left it there and it's going to come back. That's not called an aveda. Now gimu yomim zeachazif. You found it 3 days one after another. Harez zu aveda. That's called an aveda. 3 days, like we had before, Mustam, you see it early and you see it late at night. After 3 days, you have a right to say it's lost, you have a chiyuv to return it. Ro mayim sheshoytfin oboyim. If you see water about to come into somebody's field, there's an overflow of water about to come into somebody's field and ruin his field. Hareza goyte b'fneim. There's a chiyuv for you to go put a wall there and protect his field. And Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, lechol aveda sochicha. You have to return any aveda of your brother of another Jew. Comes the rabbis, comes to include aveda's karka, like this last case. Even in a case where water is coming into your friend's field, and the water now will ruin the field, that's called an aveda's karka. It's called that the land will be lost. So there's also mitzvah hashava. You have a chiyuv to stop that lost karka. So how do you stop the karka from being lost? If the water is about to come in, try and stop the water from coming in. So therefore you're supposed to build a fence, do what you could to stop the water from coming in. Oh, Malay Rav Chananya. Le Ravo, Tanya de Miserlach, I have a riot to you. It says, Ro Mayim,
shows from the bottom. If you see water coming down, it's supposed to make a gather in front of it. So here you see a raya, there's a mitzvah to save the karka. Omle said back to him, imi shemo, just from this proof alone, leitisayim. This loan will not be a proof to me. I tell you, hocha b'mayaskini. Now what we're talking about over here, pedika oimrin. We're talking about over there, that there's oimrin, there's bundles of flax. Oimrin was bundles of wheat on the field. So therefore, the mitzvah hashava is not for the karka. Maybe karka, there's no mitzvah hashava. But there's a mitzvah hashava on the oimrin. That's why you have to stop the water from coming in. The Gemara says, edika oimrin, if there are bundles of wheat there, myla meimu, what do you have to tell me? Pshita then. Like if you see water is about to come into this field and ruin these bundles of wheat, so it's not much like an aveda. Avad, you have a mitzvah shavas aveda to stop it from being lost. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha di ispa imrim te tzricha liarya, that these are bundles of wheat that still attached to the ground and still needs the ground. So now the time I would have thought to say, kivon the tzricha liarya, since they still need the ground, kigufa the arya dami, that maybe it's considered like karker itself. And we have a tzad now to say that karka is potter from Hashava Saveda. So Kamashmala know that this wheat, even though the maisa is still needed to the ground, but the maisa, since it's the bundle form ready, it's considered wheat, therefore you have a chiyuv to return. That's the chiddush over here. So it could be there's no proof to him. Could be a regular karka alone, maybe a potter from Hashava. There's no chiyuv to return karka. The chiyuv is to return these bundles of wheat. Now what's the chiddush treated? The chiddush is, even though it still needs the ground, kamashman is called an aveda and not called karka. Then the Mishnah says, motza chamor poru. So a gufa kasha, have a theory in the din halacha. Or mat, you're telling me, motza chamor poru rayim baderech, ain't zu aveda. You find a poru and a chamor pasturing in the fields, it's not called an aveda. We say the owner left it there, and I'll come back and take it. So now, rayim baderech, who do I have the aveda? Only because he saw him in the road. But if he's running in the street, or else, if he's walking normally, slowly, between the vineyards, heavy aveda, then it would be an aveda. The only time it's not an aveda, if he's walking nicely, slowly, in the fields. But if he'll be running in the fields, or he'll be walking in the krumim, mashma, then it is called an aveda. If so, I'm a sefer. What does the sefer say? Chamor v'kelev hapuchim. If you have a chamor and its kelim will turn upside down, or else the poro rotsa bein akramim, you find the cow that's running amongst the kramim, amongst the vineyard. That's not normal. Cause the cow to run in the vineyard, he could ruin it. So then, for sure, it's lost. The owner didn't leave it there. For sure, it's lost. Harezu aveda. That's called an aveda. So the eek is now only rotsa bein akramim. Who the hell be aveda? Only because he was running between the vineyard. That's why it's called an aveda. Mashma rotsa baderech. It would just be running in the street, or else v'raya bein akramim. It would be walking nicely between the vineyards. Ein zu aveda. It's not called an aveda. So what's the theory here? Is it called an aveda walking through the vineyards or not? So Gemara says, I'll tell you. Om Rabaya yaked olav reyayu. Its friend will come and tell on it. In other words, one explains the other. Tona raya bederach lehevi aveda. It says first, if it's raya, if it's shep walking nicely in the road, it's not called an aveda. Now I tell you, that means to say, v'hu adin l'roya ben akramim. Avada, any time you're a roya, any time the animal is walking nicely, that's not called an aveda. So even though he's walking ben akramim, if he's doing it nicely, that's not called an aveda. Tona, we learned, rotsa ben akramim. Then when does it say it's not called an aveda? If it was rotsa, if it was running ben akramim. The heavy, no, it says, when does it say, when is it called an aveda? Tona, rotsa ben akramim. And you find the animal running between the vineyards, that's for sure lost.
Alright, turn over.
Not called an aveda if it was rotsa, if it was running bein akramim. The heavy, the note says, when does it say, when is it called an aveda? Tono. Rotsa bein akramim. And you find the animal running between the vineyards, that's for sure lost. Devi aveda. And I'll tell you maybe, v'hu adin l'rotsa b'derech. And the same way can be if it's running on the derech, that's also called an aveda. The kids, any time the animal is running, it's called an aveda. That's not normal. Anytime the animal is walking normally, that's called, the owner will come back and receive it, that's not called an aveda. Omele Rabbi said, Iyagad olabriye, if you want to say one is coming to explain the other, listen to Kilsa, let's just say the cow, the easier one. The kol shchein chamirte, for sure the stronger one. In other words, listen, it should have said, Rotze b'derech de aveda. That's all. Just should have said, you know what's called an aveda? If you see it running in the road, not even running in the vineyard, you just see it running in the road, that's also called an aveda. If it would have said that, then for kol shechein, for sure I would know that rotze ben akramim. That for sure, if it's running in the vineyard, that's even worse. They will ruin it. For sure, it's called before it's called an aveda. And also, the list that should have said, Roya ben akramim, that if it's pasturing nicely, walking nicely between the vineyard, the loy have aveda. That's not called an aveda. If it would have said that, then for kol shechein, for sure I would understand, Roya b'derech. For sure I would understand if it's a Roya b'derech, for sure it's not called an aveda. So what's going on? That can't be pshat. Elu amarov, that Rabbi says like this, Rotsa rotsa lakasha. That's if you have a diyak, one place is matzma, rotsa, if it's running in the street, it is called an aveda. One place is matzma, it's not called an aveda. Tell you like this, lakasha. The apple legabe davro. If its face is turning towards the fields, then it's called an aveda. The apple legabe masa. If it's running towards the city, then it's not called an aveda. Towards the city would not be called an aveda. But then it's coming back home, that's not called an aveda. And roya roya namalakasha. That's what we have a theory when it's walking nicely. In the vineyard, is it called an aveda or not the avestira? I'll tell you, kan the avedas gufa, kan the avedas karka. One's talking about avedas gufa, one's talking about avedas karka. I hope the avedas karka from the parsha will soon explain it. The avedas karka says v'chayiv loitzi mishom has to krumim, that you have to get it out of the krumim in order not to ruin the krumim. It was like this: ki ketani roya b'derech. When do we have the mashmois that it was just walking through the roads? The loy heavy aveda is not called an aveda. Horoyah ben akramin. Mashma, though it's walking through the vineyards, it is called an aveda. You know what type of an aveda it is? Heavy aveda, the aveda's karka. There it means to say is that if you see a cow walking through the vineyard, there's a mitzvah to get it out of the vineyard. Not because of the mitzvah to return the cow to the owner. No. If the cow is walking normally, I'd say it's not lost. The owner knows where it is. But still, it's called an aveda. You have to get it out of the vineyard because it's ruining the vineyard. So if there's shabbat aveda of the vineyard, you have to get rid of it. The chi katoni. When do we learn? Rotsa ben akrom heavy aveda. One place mashma only when it's running in the kromim. That's called an aveda. Or roya ben akrom. But if it's only walking nicely, shepherd pasturing nicely in the kromim, lo heavy aveda. That's not called an aveda. I tell you, that's the aveda's gufa. That's the gate to return the cow itself. The rotsa ben akramim miskarif, that if it runs through the krum, it's gonna that shoulder is lost. So asa ba chabura, that means the make a chabura means it'll ruin it for itself. It'll like make itself bleed. Therefore, it's called lost. Therefore, there'll be a mitzvah hashava to return the cow to its owner. But v'roya ben akramim, it's only walking nicely ben akramim, loy miskarif. It won't hurt itself. It won't ruin itself. So therefore, there's no chiyav hashava on the cow itself. That's the teretz. When is the chiyav hashava not? Now, v'roya ben akrom, even when it's walking nicely between the kromim, tehid nehid loy miskabo. Sure, it won't hurt itself. It won't scratch itself. But tepeg loy mishum avedas karka. But still, you should have the chiyav to get it out of there to return it in order not to ruin the kerem. If you just got finished saying at this time it ruins the kerem, and the gemara beduchti, we're talking about now. B'dekusi. We're talking about now this field belongs to a kusi. So in such a case, you have no chiyav hashava. You have no chiyav to stop damage to a guy. For the Gemara, v'tepikle mishum avedas gufa. Why? The dilma kotlulo. Now let's be afraid. If it's by a guy, maybe when the guy sees an animal in his vineyard, he'll kill it. So there should be a chiyav hashava to return the animal to the owner. And the Gemara, biyasra demasru. Biyasra demasru v'hodekotli. In a place where they warn first and then they kill. Therefore, we're not afraid that the owner, the guy, will kill the animal. So therefore, there's no chiyav hashava upon the animal. Therefore, we don't have to return the animal. It's only a shiloh that maybe is ruining the kerem itself. So we're talking about now, a kerem belonging to a guy. If it belongs to a guy, there's no chiyav to stop an animal ruining a guy's field. Maybe the guy don't want him already once. And therefore, if you don't take him out now, he'll kill him. And the Gemara, he asked for lo yizdar rabo, vadi avedi midasi. Like if the guy already warned the owner of the shore and told him, listen, I don't want to let your shore walk through my vineyard. If I see him through here again, I'll kill him.
then you don't have the chiyuv hashavah to return it to the owner. Like if the owner received the warning already, and the owner didn't care, and let his shor walk through the field, so that's called an aveid midas. Because like the owner doesn't care, you would not have a chiyuv to return it. Then the Mishnah says, achzira, if you returned it to the borchot and ran away, or borchot, you have to keep on returning it. Omele yomer rabbon on the rover. Eima, why don't you say no? Let's say hoshev means chazdim at one time. Teshuva means trezim. You only have to return it two times, that's all. How do you know even four or five or four loyla? Omele answer back, no. Hoshev afilo kufpa mamashma. Says lashon of hoshev, mashma, you always have to say to return it, even 100 times. Teshuva, when it says the word teshuva, I'll tell you, Ainly yellow lebeisai. You only have to return it to his house. Likinos lechavosti. How do we know it's enough to return it to his garden? The heck it doesn't. What are we talking about over here?
How do you know?
Edom in three of these cases are watched. If it's the watch, or if this churba or the ginos is watched, so pshita avadi can return it. Edom in three, if it's not watched, amai, how come you can return it there? It's not called a good hashava. So I tell you, Yerlim really dimintro. Somehow it's watched. Welcome Ashvelon. Tlaivin and das baylim. That when you return the aveda, you don't have to tell the owner you're returning it. Return it to his rishus. That's enough, as long as the rishus is watched. Ukter Abelazo. The yomah hakel tzrichim das bailim. If you steal something and you want to be mekayim mitzvah hashava, or you rishayim afikodin, and you have to return it, you have to notify the owner that you're returning it. Chutz mi hashavas aveda. Only if you're just returning an aveda, here there's a kula, you have a right just to return it without telling the owner. Shatera ripsa shavas harbe. The Torah says the Hoshe Teshuvim, any type of an aveda. Right, the shalach, it says by mitzvah shlucha kan, to send it away. Eim, what do you say, shalach od zimna? The shalach tre zimna. That's all, but the bird, the mother comes back at the two times, you're allowed to keep it. Omri said back again, no. Avad, the shalach means afilu mea pomim. Mashma. What's the chidus? The shalach? Eim, the dvar harashus. The dvar mitzvah, you not even want to take it for korban. How do we know still you have to send it away? Talmud, the shalach mea komakim, anyway you have to send it away. Omri, Yom, the rabbon of the rabbon. The end, why don't we say, Hachiach Azimna, Tachiach Trad Trezimna? You only have to warn somebody one or two times. Omalay, no, Hachiach Avidu Kamma, Kuk Pamin. Mash, Tachiach Eli Yelo, Rav with Talmud. Talmud, Rav, and that's Amla, Hachiach, Tachiach. That even a Reb, a Talmud, also has to be Hachiach as Rebbe sometimes. Alright, we'll stop here.
You hold enough Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. In the bottom of the Gemara here, about these drushes again. Again, it says, Hachiach. Yeah, Omalei Humer Abon and Larova. Four lines out from the big lines. V'yeima hoichiach achad zimni. Supposed to rebuke your friend one time. If you see him doing something wrong, give him teichacha. Toichiach, it says the second time, hoichiach tochiach. Maybe trace him the two times. That's all. So if your friend keeps on doing something bad, maybe you don't have to stop him after two times. Omalei, he said back, no, the pshafna pasuk is hoichiach afilu kuf pomim. Even 100 times the mashma. There's no limit. Techiach, what's the second lashon of techiach? Ein li yelo harav le talmud. Only a rebbe to a talmud has the right to be mechiach. I would have thought, but talmud le rav minayin. How do I know if the talmud sees something wrong with his rebbe that he's allowed to tell his rebbe he's doing something wrong? Talmud leim. This the pasuk says, "Hoychiach techiach mikol makom." Any time you're allowed to give techiach. Then the pasuk says, "Azoyv tazev imay." You're supposed to help your friend. Only if the owner is with him, then you're supposed to help him. So Rashi says, also tazav means prika. That means helping him take off. If he has a bundle on top of him, on top of his animals, he's supposed to help him take it off. Is only yell if the owner is there with him. But shein balavim, if the owner is not there, minayin, still you have a chiyuv to help take off the bundles off the animal. Talmud Leim, this supposed it says, also tazav mikol makom. Anyway. There's a mitzvah prika of taking off bundles off the animal. Then the pasuk says, "Hokem tokem imoy." This is the mitzvah of tina. Tina is putting it back on top of the animal. That's hokem tokem imoy. Help him pick it up again. Ein liyela balavim. If the owner is there picking up his bang bundles on top of the animal, but shein balavim of the balim is not there. Minayin? How do I know? Also, still there's a mitzvah of tina to help load the stuff. Talmud loy mahokim tokim mikom akum. No matter what, there's a mitzvah to help. Now the Gemara asks, "V'lom li lemichtav prika, v'lom li lemichtav tina." How come I need two separate mitzvahs? There's a mitzvah ozav tazoiv, that's called prika, taking off, and there's a mitzvah hokim tokim, that's putting on, that's the mitzvah of tina. What do I have to have two times for? Let it say one, and I'll know the other one. Masa tzricha, no, I need both tzukim. Di'ikas, no, la la. Masa tzricha, I need both tzukim. Because the Rachamana Prika, who would have said the word Prika, just taking it off? I would have thought to say, Meshum Dika Tzar Balachayim. You know why there's a mitzvah taking off the load off the animal? Because otherwise, Kol Zman it's on him, it's painful to the animal. That's called Tzar Balachayim. So here I understand there's a mitzvah to unload the animal. The Yikach Tzar and Kis, also there's a loss. Like if you let it stay on top of the animal will become weaker, become Yerunim. So it's called a loss. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to help him take off the weight off the animal. Avul Tina, for putting it back on again, the last Tzar Balachayim. There's no Tzar Balachayim. When it's not on him, it doesn't bother the animal. And V'loi Chasar Nika, there's no loss. Like holds the Manasan on top of the animal, it's not being ruined. So if he can't get it back on, maybe there's no Chiyuv to help him put it back on again. And Maloi, that's why I need a special postik of Hokim Tokim, there's a mitzvah of Tina helping him put it back on again. Now, the Yashmin and Tina, if I would only hear the postik of Hokim Tokim, there's a mitzvah to help him put it back on again, Mishum de Bischar. Because here you're allowed to get reward, he's supposed to pay you for it. Rashi says, Shenois Maloi Bischar, Dikla Maniyam Kamon, Tina Bischar. We'll see Machlekes soon. The woman holds that Tina is with you, he has to pay you for it. Maybe that's why there's a mitzvah. Avol prika the bechinam and helping him take off the bundles. That there you can't charge him at all. It's a mitzvah, do it for free. Ey maloy, maybe you would not have to do it. Tricha, that's why I need both sukkim to tell me there are two mitzvahs of tina and prika, helping someone.